Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to The Factor for the Soul with hosts DC Love and Brenda Pierce here on the Sacred Embers Network on Blog Talk Radio. Sit back and relax and enjoy weekly visits with us as we share candid conversation, readings, and Reiki. Enjoy the show.
Blessings, everyone. It's Brenda Pierce here and DC Love, and we are together again sharing E-Factor for the Soul here on the Sacred Embers Network. And it's a pleasure to be with you in this inaugural episode. And DC, welcome to the show.
Hello, Brenda. It's so great to be back. This is our first show on the Sacred Embers Network, but we did have shows for quite some time, and I believe some of the callers remember the energy that we have together, and I'm really excited to just get back to work, connect with people, bring forth that beautiful energy, bring the readings, the messages, the great conversation, the healing, whatever is needed. So I'm going to turn the airwaves back over to you, Brenda, and we're just going to get started, okay?
Yes, absolutely. So happy celebrations to everyone. And as I said before, we've bliss and blessings. So what we want to do is really infuse healing and, soul-to-soul contact in such a beautiful way. I have been called Miss Bliss, and DC Love is also known as Sweet Cheeks. And together, when we collide, things ignite on the airwaves. So I'm so happy to be back together with you, DC. And many of you may know, or maybe some of you are new, I'm known as the Empowered Nurse, and I triage body, mind, and spirit. And it's my love of Reiki that has really opened me up to being able to be here with you today, because if it wasn't for an experience, a three-minute hands-on session 15 years ago, I never would have heard of Reiki, let alone know about the amazing abilities that it has brought into my life. So, DC, it is really, truly a thrill to be here again. And, you're one of the most beloved psychic mediums in the world today. Your love just shines right through your readings. And one never knows who's going to show up when we start to get the energy flowing. So let's get started with the initiation of the Reiki Healing Circle. So what I would like to do is just have everyone, wherever you are, just imagine yourself part of this beautiful cosmic circle that's encircling the earth. And whether you listen to it live now or participate with us or come and join us in the future by listening to the replay, every time we're two or more gather, there is an amazing spiritual connection that happens, and the world raises the vibrational set point to a new level of receiving and healing and love. So imagine right now, just take a deep breath in through your nose and release. And let's do that again. We're going to ground and connect. And release. And one more time. And release. And let all your cares and concerns go. Let's imagine your left palm, your right palm up and your left palm down. And imagine that your hand is slipping into the hand of the next person energetically around the world. So we're creating this beautiful hands holding hands around the earth. And now let's raise our vibrational set point to create this healing space. From each of our hearts, I ask you to send out a green glowing light of healing. Allow it just to flow, just like, the Care Bears on TV years ago. Just imagine your heart beaming out this beautiful green glowing essence of love. And we all can do this. All you have to do is just really tap into that feeling. You don't need any special abilities. Now I want us to imagine that as we take the next breath, that we are actually soaring ourselves up into the space about 300 meters in the sky. That's a long ways up. Okay, imagine ourselves stretching and growing and glowing. And there's no limits. Okay. Now, from this new heightened vantage point, look down at the earth. Look down at your feet as they are still grounded on the earth. And look how small and tiny and minuscule they are. And from this vantage point, we are larger than life. We are stretching and growing in new ways through this energy vortex that we've just created. Look down at your feet. Imagine them stepping on your problems, grinding them into the ground, not with anger, but with joy, because right now you are releasing all your problems, releasing them back to the earth, and they look really tiny. From up here, everything looks tiny. Really, the problems of the earth look tiny. Imagine that green glowing globe that we had just created is washing the earth, but now washing the space, the outer space, the inner space around it with healing, green, healing, glowing love from our heart space. Now we call in around us our deceased loved ones and our living loved ones. Their energy essence is with us whenever we call them to our mind. They are there. They are with us in this beautiful, great, big healing vortex surrounding the earth, healing the earth, releasing any pain, fear, guilt, shame, depression. Our loved ones love us so much. They're soothing us with their hands on our shoulders, giving us strength. Next, we call in the archangels and angels, the angelic forces, to be with us. And they are adding their layer of strength and protection, healing and love. Next, we call in the ascended masters. All those that we hold dear and revere are with us right now, this beautiful space, healing the earth, loving the earth, and therefore loving us and healing us through all time and space continuum. We release our fears. We call in the Reiki forces to release any pain, fear, anxiety, breaking through, healing, cleansing, soothing through all time and space continuum. Taking a deep breath, we come back down to the earth level. This beautiful energetic vortex we've created is with us right now. And it will be with us as long as we want it to. We can ask it to be with us the rest of the show, the rest of the day, the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of the year, or forever. Call it in, embrace it, and know that you are divinely loved. You are shoots of the olive tree, so you are divine. Take a deep, beautiful breath in and release. Own that feeling of love. And now we open the show back up and ask DC to join us.
Thank you, Brenda. That was so beautiful. It was amazing. But you did say Sweet Cheeks and Miss Bliss, did you not, in the beginning of the show?
Yes, I did. Hey, Sweet Cheeks.
So you opened the door. You had opened the door, and in walked Joan and Ginger. And they're with us for our first show, and they're so excited. And Joan is saying, you know what? I hated housework. You make the beds, you do the dishes. 6 months later, you've got to do it all over again. Why not spend an hour being more productive? Listen to E Factor for the Soul with Miss Bliss and Sweet Cheeks. And she's saying, you know, don't follow any advice, no matter how good, until you feel as deeply in your spirit as you think in your mind that the counsel is wise. And if you have a little bit of trouble doing that, of course, connect with Miss Bliss and Sweet Cheeks. They've got it covered. So with that being said, yes, I am ready. I'm so ready.
Perfect, perfect. That's wonderful. Hey, Ginger. Hey, Joan. It's wonderful to be reconnected with you. Of course, we're always connected, but, you know, to have you, your presence and essence here with us is just absolutely awesome. So, okay. So we have this beautiful long queue of people here who are joining us on this amazing inaugural session. So we're going to only be here for an hour this time. So it's going to be the power hour is back up and running. And we have some people who've been on the line with us for even before the show. So are you ready to do some readings and Reiki? And let's connect and see what we can do to brighten and lighten the world today.
Oh, definitely. It sounds like a plan. I'm ready.
Okay. So we're going to open up the airwaves to somebody who's been with us right from the moment that I opened up the studio, and that's area code 805. I'm just clicking on you. Hi, 805. Who do we have on the line with us today?
Good morning. This is Teresa. Hi, DC.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello.
Oh, thank you for joining us. Awesome. My goodness.
Oh, that was delightful. My son and I did the healing together, and it was beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking him to
work
right now.
I'm getting that, Teresa, that you've got to own your power, okay?
Yes.
And this right now, this like the theme right now for you is about self-realization.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Because what I'm getting is I see like you have one foot in spirit world, and the other foot is, you know, grounded to Mother Earth.
Yes.
So you have had many past lives.
Ah.
During those lives, try to focus, you know, on your spiritual path.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Times, you know, that you really did that. You completely just focused on your spiritual growth, your spiritual path, and you know, you didn't connect with all the beautiful things that life has to offer through many lifetimes. During those lifetimes, you didn't have the love of family. You just were, you know, to the community that you were with. And the one lifetime that's coming in right now for me is I'm seeing that you were actually a monk, okay?
Oh, wow.
Yes. So,
awesome.
You know, you've gained a lot of experience through those many lifetimes,
uh-huh.
But I do feel like, you know, you've got to realize, you know, how powerful you are and let it come into this life and embrace it, okay?
Yeah,
use spirituality, but connect to the life that you have presently. You don't have to worry. You just have to trust that you can do this and you have to integrate, okay?
Okay.
Well, Ginger, your friend Ginger, she's saying my friends, yes, my friends. She's
Aww.
Coming and she's offering an essential oil because she knows that you and your family really connect
yes.
well with essential oils. And this
yes.
is one that I've never heard
okay.
of before. I don't even know if I'm going to pronounce it properly. Cassia, Cassia.
I have heard of Cassia. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's saying, Teresa, this is going to be an oil that you can use to access that wisdom that is within you, to understand that wisdom, and to really deepen your levels of knowingness.
Okay.
And it's going to guide you, but it's also going to guide others.
Okay.
And she's saying, this is your time. She's saying, Teresa, this is your time. This is your time to access the wisdom of your heart.
Yes.
The wisdom of all your experiences and everything that you've learned.
Okay.
And she wants you to repeat after her. Today
okay.
I connect with my heart. Today I
connect
with my heart.
Today I connect mm-hmm. with my heart.
Where my wisdom dwells.
Where my wisdom dwells.
I receive this wisdom and I use it for my greatest good and the good of all.
I receive my wisdom and
use it for my greatest good.
And use it
and
to my
use
greatest
it
good.
And the good
and
of all.
For the good of all.
And for yes, yes. And as she was giving me, you know, that little bit of an affirmation,
yes,
I sort of see an older woman standing behind you.
Uh-huh.
And I believe it's your mother, that she's here with you now.
Oh,
and she's
okay.
Joining you. She wants to share her wisdom with you as well.
Okay.
Okay, and she's saying, please use all the wisdom that you've gathered.
Yes.
Yes, Teresa?
Yes. I could feel her there because as I did the Reiki healing, when she said, call in your loved ones, it was her and my son, Gabriel, that I called in. So I'm pleased.
Oh, beautiful. Well, this is a time of major transition and transformation. And you're going to find out, like, the next couple months, you are going to have significant personal growth as well.
Okay.
There is going to be like a spiritual awakening, and you really will align with your higher self.
All right.
So you're just asked at this time to please surrender to the changes around you and prepare to be the best you that you can be. You've got to trust and believe in all the magic that is around you. It's time to let go of the old and make room for the new that wants to come into your space. Okay?
Yeah.
You may find that you spend some quiet time reevaluating your values, reexamining your life, and getting rid of anything that does not align now with your higher self and the dreams that you have.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If you find that there are any issues going on, you're going to rise above those issues. Okay?
Good.
And Ginger she's walking with the Ascended Masters, and they're saying you have everything you need within you. You have the keys for your success.
All right.
And
that's awesome.
Do not worry because you are on the right path. They know that, you know, you've had some bumps along the way, and Ginger's saying, well, that's an understatement, you know?
Yeah.
But she's saying, you know, like, you feel as though you're stuck right now. You're not even moving. You have a mind that's filled with doubt. It has some fear. And, you know, she's saying, please relax. You're almost there.
Okay?
So keep your thoughts positive. That'll help to raise your vibration. It'll help to raise your consciousness. And, you know, the Ascended Masters, the angels, your beautiful son, your whole divine team saying, you know, you've got this. Everything that you need, hon, is coming. So everything that you need. There is nothing you need to do. You're ready.
Okay.
So you're just asked to open up, to surrender, to be receptive, and just connect with love. Okay?
Okay.
So Ginger saying, please, Teresa, no more fear, no more sense of lack, no more doubt. There's going to be nothing to hold you back.
Okay. Awesome.
Do you have
questions
at this time?
Well, you...
Teresa, is there anything else that you wanted to ask us?
You did a bad job answering. Oh,
okay.
Well, just for my kids, just wondering about our living situation, what you see and how soon you see that.
Okay. I'm getting, like you said, I'm getting like all aspects of your life are about to change, and I would hope that they would keep the vibration high as well and not let fear come in. Okay?
Yes.
So I'm getting Ginger saying, tell them as well, you're entering into a period of happiness with your family. She shows me that you three of you are walking together, okay? And you're on a path of joy.
Okay.
So please, she's saying, do not worry. Be mindful. Worrying about the past is just not going to, you know, create the future that you guys want. It's only going to bring about more stress. And as well, it could actually bring about some physical symptoms. And it does nothing to cause imbalance in your life, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so she's saying positive changes are coming. You've got to believe. Okay?
All right.
And those things are difficult, but they're changing, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, from a positive perspective, and just embrace all the good that's coming and welcome it into your life.
Okay.
And I just want to add, just raising your vibrational set point changes everything. When you move yourself up the scale of consciousness to more of a vibration of love or even above, even like I say, bliss and blessings, so bliss, you know, when you what you say, you bring. And when you vibrate at that level, you change the world. You change not only the world around you, but you change your perspective as well, and miracles happen. That's how miracles come into our life. They're actually ordinary things that seem extraordinary, but it's because we see them with new eyes.
Yes.
So that's what I would love to share with you, Teresa.
Okay. I hear you, and I've been doing that all morning. I made a post on my Instagram about love. It was a sideways figure eight, and love is infinite. I just made a post about the fact that if you make your mindset be that, then you can't go wrong. Instead of working yourself into not for all these obstacles that'll keep you spinning right where you stand, just let go and choose to look at everything that way. That's going to get you a heck of a lot farther.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You got this. You got it.
Yeah.
Now it's going to manifest. Just hang on to that, okay?
Yes, I will do that. I will do my best. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling in today. Light and love.
Thank you so much, guys, for inviting me.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Let's move on to somebody else and see what we can do with magic and mayhem, as only we can do when we collide our spirits together here in this amazing vortex. So just a minute. I am going to bring on. Just here we are. So 570, you are on. Who do we have?
Hi, this is Lynn. And how are you ladies doing today?
Oh, fabulous.
Awesome, Lynn. How are
you?
You
girls are great. I love listening to your show, and that woman that you just, my God, what a spiritual woman. What a doll.
Yeah.
I mean, you bring the good out in everyone.
Awesome. We just love doing this,
and
we're so happy to be doing this again. And how can we help you, Lynn?
I'm just wondering if there's anything that is going on or anything that I just need to know, nothing specific, just, you know, just different things that you might see. It doesn't have to be anything particular.
Sure. Okay, Lynn, this is DC.
Hi,
I'm
DC.
Getting,
how are you?
I'm getting that you're going through sort of like a difficult situation right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of challenge. There's something going on, like in your personal life, and the angels are saying that they are with you. They are, you know, they're helping you to get through this, okay? And they're guiding and protecting you. But they're saying, please, just, you know, let it play out. It's going to be fine, okay?
Okay.
Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, Lynn, I have an essential oil for you. It's called the Woman's Blend, and it has to do with liberation and to release and heal any wounds that you're holding on to.
Okay.
And, you know, and it helps you, you know, with relationships, with, you know, with your friends, family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, she feels that your heart is, like, filled with some sadness because of misunderstandings.
Mm-hmm.
You have a little bit of unresolved emotions. Okay?
Okay.
And she's saying it's too much to hold on to. She's saying let it go. You know, don't what you're feeling, feel it. She's saying, but let it go.
Okay?
And she's with Mother Mary. Mother Mary is holding you, and she has her beautiful blanket around your shoulders, and she's giving you this warm hug, and she's asking you to feel it in your heart because you need a little bit of cleansing and nourishment. And she's saying you need a little bit of support right now, okay? And this will help you to be free from like, all the nonsense, basically. She's calling it nonsense, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just please let go of it and don't, you know, don't hold on to it because it doesn't serve you. And what I'm getting is it's your time to align with the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Angels are with you, and they're reminding you that you have the power to really, you know, to create the world that you desire. And you've been a little bit off balance lately, and it's time to realign your thoughts again with what you are wanting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Focus only on the positive and watch as, you know, the universe brings in what you are, you know, asking for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Think about that women's blend, and that will help with, you know, situations that you're going, you know, through presently, okay?
And what essence is that? I'm sorry.
It's called Women's, W-O-M-E-N-S, blend. And it's just a blend of essential oils. There's a little bit of rose in it. There's a little bit of jasmine. There's a little bit of vanilla in it, a little bit of lang lang, geranium. So it's a blend of several different oils that creates this beautiful blend.
Okay. Hey, lemon's blend. I thought
you could actually put a little bit like topically in the heart area, the chest,
mm-hmm.
inside your wrists, inside your ankles, and it'll really help you to feel like relief from what you're holding on to right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the time to really rest, to relax, and just connect and do some things that you really love. You need to just, I guess I just, like, get away from the real world and rejuvenate and nurture your mind, body, and spirit, okay?
Okay.
And this is where you could explore the universe and really be filled with wonder, joy, and the magical things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm getting this movement around you. Are you planning on a little trip? Are you going on a little trip soon?
Probably not until Easter.
Okay,
no,
well, I'm getting
that. I don't travel much in the winter.
Okay, well, that trip is going to be really, really relaxing for you, and it is so needed. And you have Archangel Gabriel coming in, and he's the messenger of hope, okay? So he is
mm-hmm.
with you at this time, and he's offering encouragement, but he really wants you to connect with your joy. And he's letting you know that he, along with your entire divine team, is at your side, giving you the support and loving guidance that you're needed. And he's asking that you affirm that I follow the guidance of my heart.
Okay.
Okay. And Mother Mary, again, she's saying, you know, Lynn, I am with you, my beloved child. And she's really going to help you to care for yourself. Standing with her actually is your mother. Okay.
Yeah, my mother loves Mother Mary, loved her. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they're both bringing you these beautiful blessings of love.
Aww.
Archangel Michael is as well. You have Archangel Michael
mm-hmm.
with you.
Mm-hmm.
Really give you the extra, and you know that is needed, and really to just you know to push yourself outside of your comfort zone. Okay. So the angels are saying, whatever you need assistance with, we are here to help you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the guidance that you're getting. And, you know, really make sure that you're eating well, you're getting enough of sleep. And they're here to keep you healthy and, you know, maintain your vitality, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, Archangel Michael is saying he's going to be with you to deliver the answers that you are requiring in regard to, you know, what's on your mind, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he's asking you to, he's saying, please, my beloved Linda, stay positive. You know,
mm-hmm.
something is coming. It is on the horizon, okay? So
okay.
they're all surrounding you with love, true, beautiful, unconditional
Aww.
Love. Okay?
Uh-huh.
They're
beautiful.
Asking all that you take a little time for you, Lynn, and just take care of yourself, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
So your mom is just, she's blowing you a kiss,
Aww.
And she's letting you know that all is well, all is love. And that's
Aww.
What I have for you, Lynn.
Oh, thank
wow.
you so much, DC. That was beautiful, and you are right. There is a couple things going on right now, and you are correct. And Archangel Michael always seems to come in to a reading. And so, and Mother Mary, with my mom, yeah, she loved her. So it all makes sense, and I thank you.
Yeah. I just want to add, Lynn, as well, that one of the things we were talking about during this conversation is the essential oils, the women's blend. Now, you don't necessarily have to go out and seek women's blend. Just know that the energy of the essence of the frequency of the elements that make it up are gifted to you energetically. And so whenever you think you need that reinforcement, think women's blend, and the energy of those flowers, those essences, will be with you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I will.
Yeah,
definitely.
Many blessings.
I'm so glad
to you.
I'm so glad you girls are doing a show again. That's so nice. You know, it's wonderful to hear your voices.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's
you're welcome.
Just nothing but bliss and sweet cheeks and lots of love.
Aw, that's wonderful. And I thank you so much for your time. And God bless. And wherever you're located, brave the snow, because we're going to get killed.
Well, celebrate the snow.
Okay, we'll celebrate this. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate everything.
Oh,
many blessings.
You. That is so wonderful. Well, are you ready to move on? That was such a fun ride.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
So next up, we're going to try to do as many people as we can in the hour. So we have 29 minutes left. So we have a lot of things we can do and say. So awesome. Let's open up the airwaves to area code 856. Hi, who do we have with us?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi,
Laura.
Welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Do you have any questions for us, hon?
Yeah, I just wondered if you see any moves. Do you see me actually moving this year?
Okay. While I'm looking into that, I have to ask you, have you been eating properly, Laura?
No.
You know, because what I was getting, the reason I ask is I was getting chocolate comes from cocoa, which comes from a tree. That makes it a plant, therefore chocolate counts as a salad.
Okay.
I sort of.
Do you like chocolate?
Got,
yes.
Yeah, like it's my kind of thinking. I definitely like that myself. Okay. I'm getting like a maybe, hon, okay, for the move. I'm getting a maybe. You have the ability to really overcome obstacles, and I'm getting you've got to sort of, you know, take time to reexamine things, that moving would be a really important decision for you, correct?
Yeah.
And Ginger is coming in and saying, you know, if you, you know, get yourself back on track mentally, she sees, you know, something new and wonderful coming, okay? But she's saying right now, Mom, it's hard for her to think. And she's sort of like overthinking everything. She's saying, Laura, you overanalyze. She's saying you need to be a little bit more in control of your thoughts. They're stressing you out. They're overwhelming you. And she's putting like a cool washcloth on your head to help you to stay cool and calm, okay? She's saying, Mom, all these conflicting thoughts in her head, my goodness, the conscious and the subconscious, they're just going at it. She's thinking too much. She said, Archangel Michael, you were here for the last call. Don't go anywhere. We got to cut those cords. We got to get rid of those patterns. She said, Laura, those cords are all around you. They're like Christmas lights. They're all tangled. You got a lot of tension. So she wants you, you know, she wants to help you, to bring you the clarity that you need, and to really, to, you know, to see things from a higher perspective. But she's saying you really need to be at peace to find the solution that you're looking for. Okay? So she's offering you an essential oil, which is entitled the Tension Blend. And it really does help with overthinking. And as Brenda said, all you have to do is think about the Tension Blend, and you could have its, you know, essence, you know, energetically with you, or you can also purchase it. But this oil would be like wintergreen, lavender, peppermint, frankincense, cilantro, a little bit of chamomile, a little bit of basil, rosemary, because she's saying, like, your brain, she's saying everything is tangled like Christmas lights. And she's saying, oh, my gosh, I'm getting stressed out. I can't even untangle this stuff. Okay? So Archangel Michael is with you. He's, you know, she's saying, don't stress, Laura. Don't worry. Archangel Michael's helping. Okay? But just stop. Just stop. Stop thinking. Take a deep breath. And allow Archangel Michael to come in and gently cut those cords. And she's saying, wow, are you going to feel better? Okay? So you are like sort of like on the threshold of something. You're entering a better stage. It's going to be a luckier stage for you, okay? And just think about, you know, whatever it is that you are wanting, okay? And Ginger's saying to you too, Lord, did you know that there's no limit to the number of angels that could come in and help you whenever you need them? Even Christmas, holidays, she's saying they're always there. So don't forget to call on them as well as, you know, your family members on the other side, your friends, and all of heaven is waiting to help you, okay? She's saying just yeah. put everything that you're asking for in prayer form instead of worrying. Use affirmations, and she's saying this is going to help. She's saying there's a beautiful golden box now at your feet, Laura. Put all your concerns in the box right now, and then let it go. They're no longer yours, okay? And visualize the angels all your cares away and be open to divine solutions, okay?
Okay.
And the archangel, they're all around you too, hon. They want to give you the signs that you're looking for, the guidance, and they're telling me something new, like, is coming, you know, and just be open to receiving. Get yourself in the right frame of mind, okay?
What's coming? What's new that's coming?
There's a lot of good coming. It's like a lot of good coming. Like all aspects of your life seem to be changing, hon, okay? Be prepared for, you know, enlightenment. But I'm getting, you know, before anything can change, you've got to get your emotions in check, okay?
Yeah. I'm just always thinking the other shoe is going to drop.
Well, you've got to surrender. Like anything that is not positive, anything that is not love, you've got to surrender it right now, okay? And just align, you know, with all the good stuff. And feel the peace that you're going to have when you surrender everything, okay? Because right now there's too much stress, there's too much confusion. You're not in control. You've got to completely surrender everything that, like, that is getting you in this state of mind. And when you do, your life is going to be filled with beautiful opportunities. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay,
so just
add, if you don't mind, is I would love to say too, but what I'm getting is your circuitry. Like we were talking about all those lights, those Christmas lights that are all tangled. It actually is an external manifestation of your internal circuitry. So you are energy, and you're like this beautiful energy cell. And when our bodies are really energized, we're 70% to 80% water. And I see you at about a 56% level of water. Do you drink water regularly?
Not as much as I should.
Yeah. You're lighting up like there isn't enough water. So, of course, your energy cell of your battery is weakened. Drink more water. And when you do, just empower yourself that this is the essence of life, the elixir, the golden elixir. And drink more water and really watch how your health, your appetite, your vitality, your emotions will start to be re-energized and your circuitry is going to be more enlivened. Okay, Laura?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll work on that.
Please, yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Anything else, DC?
No, that's what I have. You know, Laura, just, you know, try to release everything and drink a little bit more water, and you're going to see how things start to really come together for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Stay in touch with us. We're here.
Wonderful.
Okay, so stay in
Thanks
touch.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Yes,
I really appreciate it. Bye.
Yeah, let us know another time, okay, how you're doing. Thank you.
I will.
Okay. Let's go on. Are you ready for more? Oh, my gosh, this hour is very power-packed.
Yes, it is. My goodness.
Let's go to area code 917. I'm unmuting your line. Hi, who do we have?
Hi, happy Saturday. My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Yes, thank you for taking my call today. I wanted to ask about a job. I'm getting ready to work at an airline, so I just wanted to see what do you pick up as far as that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just getting, you know, just focus, you know, focus on this, and you know, and let go of all. You have like, I'm getting like confusing emotions around you. I'm getting attachments. You have trouble letting go. Right now, I feel like you're a little bit too attached to the outcome. This is sort of making you a little resistant to moving forward. And you have everything that you need to create what you're asking for, okay?
Yes.
But it is time to release. You know, once you ask for it, you release it to the universe, and then we don't worry about it anymore. We forget about it. We allow it to return to us in divine timing. My dog, Ginger, is saying, your job is done. Don't worry. Be happy. Okay? And she's offering you an essential oil blend, and it's one of her favorites. Ginger is offering you the ginger essential oil blend, okay? And she's saying, this is really going to help you, you know? It's going to help you to be a little bit more calm, a little bit more, you know, confident in yourself. And it's sort of like, you know, you're baking this phenomenal cake, and you put all the ingredients together. She's saying, and relax, take a breath while this beautiful creation bakes, okay?
Yes.
So the angels are with you, and they're asking you to just, you know, keep your vibration higher and make sure you take care of your health, your well-being, and the more that you do that, the more powerful you're going to become, okay? So the angels have heard, you know, everything that you've been asked in regard to assistance. They're working behind the scenes to really to help you to, you know, to have what you want, okay? So,
yeah.
The thing is, you know, never underestimate the angels. And Ginger's showing me all these pennies from heaven are just like coming down. Are you getting enough exercise, hon?
I've gone back to the gym, so I need more, yes.
Okay. Okay, Are you with that special someone?
Yes.
Okay, well, Ginger is saying, you know, being that you're with that special someone, she's saying that is awesome. She's telling me, you know, that kissing burns so many calories. So I'm really laughing here. She's saying kissing burns 6.4 calories a minute. She's saying try that workout. It helps with stress too.
Oh, well, look, that's because I can ask about my boyfriend Kendrick also, because I didn't ask him about kissing. We've been abstinent, but I sure did ask him to set up an appointment for us to kiss. I did.
Okay, well, she's saying all is love, hon. Don't worry about anything. All is love. Okay? And
well, the person,
she's saying...
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. What else she's saying?
What else is Ginger saying?
Just be open to everything that wants to come your way, hon. All is love, you know? And just spread your wings and fly. I'm just getting, you're getting what you're wanting, but you're too focused and you're holding on and it's not able to manifest into your life, okay? Use prayers, visualization, ask your divine team to come in. And to really help you to, you know, trust, have faith, and envision the life that's coming for you, okay?
Yes.
And Ginger, saying, girlfriend, you've got the power. You've got the power.
Go ahead,
Brenda.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we were talking about Ginger, and Ginger, our beautiful fur baby in spirit, is such a representative of the powers and properties of ginger.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've done any research, but it is a powerful medicinal herb. and is powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. So think about whatever is inflaming you in your life, whatever it is that's causing the angst and the ick in your life, and just imagine it being infused with ginger and watch it dispel its inflammatory properties in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The skies are friendly. They're waiting for you. Just really, really diffuse any issues that are causing you any angst, that's for sure. And ginger itself, you know, interesting, you know, you talk about air sickness. Well, ginger is a great way of reducing nausea. So if you're thinking at all anything about nausea in association to the new job, just, you know, dispel it with ginger.
Oh, great. Yes. Okay, well, would I be able to ask about my relationship with Kendrick?
DC, did you get that? Oops. Did we lose DC? Hold on.
I'm here, Brenda. Sorry about that. I'm getting it can develop into something more meaningful, more permanent. Okay. I'm getting there's a lot of hidden treasures, a lot of good stuff in that relationship. But you've got to have that line of communication open, okay? And I'm feeling that you will, you know, start to feel more secure. You've got to keep affirming that you deserve the very best that life has to offer, hon. And this attitude is going to be reflected outward, and he's going to feel it as well.
Oh, great.
So it starts with you with loving yourself. Appreciate yourself, appreciate what you have in your life, and keep your thoughts and emotions positive, and, you know, surround that beautiful relationship with love and harmony, okay? And
yes.
Allow it to deepen. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
Beautiful. I hope that helps.
Yeah.
Good luck with
that.
Everything.
Thank you so much, ladies. Have a happy Saturday.
You too.
Bye. Oh, you as well. What a beautiful, beautiful call. Beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm just really, really pleased to be back here on the airwaves with you, DC. But I want to invite our listeners to also check out your website, therealdclove.com, and really look at what DC can offer you on an ongoing, supportive way, beautifully. You know, we love these calls. But if you want more in depth, or if you want, a deeper connection with DC, by all means, visit therealdclove.com today. So with that, we have a Skype caller. Let's go to Skype and see who we have on the line. Just opening up. And hi, who do we have?
Hi.
You're live
with.
Hi. Welcome to the call. How can we serve you today?
Thank you. I just wanted to know if you see anything come up romantically, which is long term.
Okay, and what is your name, hon? I didn't. Okay, and what is the caller's name? Agasha, hello. Very nice to connect with you today, hon. Okay, I'm getting.
That's a beautiful name.
It is a beautiful name, and she's a beautiful soul. Agangsha, the first thing I'm getting is I'm getting a cautionary note for you. There may be someone coming your way. He's very charismatic. He's very charming. He really appeals to you. This person can be passionate. He's intense, but the angels are saying, you know, words of caution. Please, you know, be very wary of this person. Go slowly with him. He is very intense, he's passionate, but he's got a side of himself that just is like a little bit scary, okay? He always wants to be in control of Gongsha, okay? And I'm getting that he possibly can be divorced or widowed. So that's what I'm getting for you for right now. But you've got to make sure that you're loving yourself first and really putting out to the angels what it is in a partner that you want. What are the qualities that you want in that special someone? What are the qualities that you don't want, okay? The angels are saying, Akanksha, take a little time, sit in silence or meditation, and really think about that. You are the creator of your reality, okay? When you have that list of what you don't want and, you know, what you do want, then the angels are going to come in, and they're going to assist you, okay? I am getting the word miracle around you. You deserve to have the love that you, you know, you truly desire. So just be, you know, be a little bit wary of this person. I believe he may be one of the first to come in, and he may have a K in his name. It might be a first name or a last name. Okay? And Ginger is coming in, and she's offering you an essential oil, the dill oil, to really help you to elevate your thoughts to a higher state, okay, and allow the divine to come in and work with you in the area of love to really see the higher light that you have within you, okay?
Okay. I recently stopped seeing a person who has a similar description, and his name starts with a K.
Wow.
Okay. That person would not be the right person. That person is not going to be the person that's your, I'm getting twin flame soulmate. I feel that person, you know, has a side of him that he doesn't really show all the time. I am getting there may be a casual, you know, meeting with someone, and that may be an opportunity to connect with, you know, what you are really desiring.
Okay,
but as far as the K name, I'm not getting, you know, that this would be the person, okay? I'm actually getting, there may be another person coming in with a K name, and this person is going to be a little bit more visible, emotionally, like you'll be able to connect, very compassionate, very protective, very romantic, very kind, mature, dependable, and really having, like, all the qualities that you're looking for. He's going to be emotionally stable, dependable, a very loving individual, and I'm getting like the perfect partner for you, Akanksha. Okay.
Okay. Is there any? I know that the timing thing is like, I mean, is there any timing to it?
You have to do a little bit of work first. You've got to love yourself, and you've got to make that list, and really, you know. Really put out to the universe what you're looking for. Because if you don't put out what you're looking for, you're not going to get exactly what you're wanting. It'd be like ordering maybe like an outfit over the internet and you don't put a size. Well, of course you need a specific size or it's not going to be the right fit, correct?
Yeah.
Really got to be as specific as you can be in regard to this area and allow the angels to come in and to help you find that perfect person, but you've got to love you first. You are going to be the most important person, you know, in your life. You come first. So love yourself the way you would love, you know, that special someone, and get ready for that love to come your way, hon. And that's what I have for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
thank you for being with us today. It was lovely to have you. And all the best. Let us know how things go. Bye for now.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
That was lovely. Yes. And we really do have to start with our own inner work.
We do. And Joan is saying, you know what? She's saying, listen, girlfriend, listen to what DC is saying. She's saying, my love life was like a piece of Swiss cheese. Most of it was missing, and what was there really stank. So listen, put it out to the angels what you're looking for. Be complete with that list.
Yeah.
You
make
know
that
your love life
list.
Like a
know you're shopping.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's true, you know, be very specific. And it's like that with a lot of things in our life. You know, it's really important to know that we are powerful. We have the power. The thing is that oftentimes in life we get disempowered, and it can be because of toxic work situations, life situations, or we think that we're at the mercy of whatever comes our way. But really, 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 life changes, and it can change in an instant when you decide to change. And, you know, so it's really important for everybody to understand, design your life, step into your life, own it. Don't give your power away. and know that every opportunity where you can spread love, whether it is really first starts with you, loving yourself, and it spreads out from there. It's like this ripple effect, this beautiful cosmic ripple that really, like when you're standing at the edge of a lake and you see the waves coming in at you, imagine those waves are hearts of filled with love, just coming up and waving and overlapping your feet and really spreading the love quotient. And once you do that, you start to see things differently. You look at life differently, and you know, without a question in your heart, that you are truly master of your destiny, and the universe really has your back, right, DC?
Oh, you are so correct. And I'm just seeing two beautiful hands, and they're, you know, they're coming together, and I'm getting, you know, for Gangsha and others that are looking for love, this is a time of renewal, a time of hope, a time of peace. And as you love yourself and you put that love out there, you radiate with this vibration and you attract the love that you are looking for. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And it's there for everyone. It really is. You know, the more we do this, the more we change the world. You know, don't get caught up in the angst so much of what's going on around you, because, you know, a lot of it is a delusion or an illusion, and it's truly up to, in your heart, to craft and design and make it happen, whatever your heart's desire, you know, and life is too short, right, DC? It really is, to waste a single moment letting, being disempowered. Oh, yeah. I mean, we all have episodes of that. But, you know, it's when you really, really own it, that's when things change.
Yes. And it's all about intention. Be clear about what you're wanting. Focus on it. Envision it. And be bold. You know, don't be afraid to put it out there what you really are wanting. The universe is listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if it's just a cup of coffee. Try it. Try this little exercise,
great,
everyone. You know, if you are wanting to test this for yourself, I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and do this two or three times and just really relax into that second or two and just imagine what is your heart's desire and then let it go. Let it go. And just like email, you know how you press send and it's gone and, you know, there's somebody out there that receives it. Just imagine that the universe or source or God or whatever you call the benevolent well-being out there receives it. And it's like your wish is my command. Just watch. Look for the signs. They could be as simple as finding a penny or a nickel or a dime in front of you and just smile when you find that. Or somebody out of the blue comes to you and says, hey, I was thinking about you today. You know, and you have this conversation, and it could lead to who knows what, magnificent connections, new relationships, great opportunities, but take inspired action, okay? Feel it in your that everything is okay. So this ends our first episode of E-Factor for the Soul here on Sacred Embers. And DC, do you have any final words?
I am just honored that we are back together, Brenda, and we are co-creating something truly amazing. And there are so many unlimited possibilities for the two of us, but as well for all of those that join us each week. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone. And have a blessed week, and we'll see you next Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern or 10 a.m. Pacific, whatever your time zone, check us out. Bye for now. Be blessed and be inspired.
Bye, everyone.